getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Alrighty, here we go once again, another edition of Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. We play the old-time records for an hour every week, and you have stumbled upon another week of this insanity. So welcome aboard. I got a stack of records to play, and apparently you have nothing better to do than listen to this wherever you happen to be listening to it, whether you're listening on your computer or your smartphone or your tablet or your radio or whatever. I got old-time records to play, so we better get to work. Well, greetings once again from the spot of the country that has the weirdest weather of any place. We'll talk about that as we get into the show, too. Let's get it rolling with the Clevelanders Orchestra. This is Hey, Mr. Nemo. Clevelanders Orchestra getting things rolling this week, and hey, Mr. Nemo. On Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show, here we go. Stack of records to play like we do every week. Old-time records, of course, always records on the show. That's why it's old-time oldies, for Pete's sake. So there we go. Where are we going from there? I don't know. You know what it is? It's January. You probably noticed that. It is International Polka Month. I kid thee not. National. Maybe it's National Polka Month. But we'll talk about that more later, because the International Polka Association is celebrating, and we'll talk about the event they have coming up, just in case you have an opportunity to get to it. You never know. All right, back to the music. The Ample Air is over here. This is Wally's Polka. That's Wally's Polka. That's the Ample Airs here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Gathering around the record player and spinning the old-time records like we do. You know, I mentioned in a previous show, like in the last couple of weeks, that I really, there was a Vern Meisner record I wanted to play, like Winter Wonderland or something, and I couldn't figure out where I put the darn record. And I'm still looking for it. If I find it during this show, I'm going to play it. We are past Christmas, of course. Well, unless you're Eastern Orthodox, what we call Serbian Christmas around here. Christmas coming up this week, I believe, in Serbian Christmas. January 7th is Christmas. So I could almost slip in a Serbian Christmas record. I don't know if I can find one that fast. We'll have to see what happens here this week. But anyway, if I find that Vern Meisner record and it's just a winter song and not a Christmas song, I'm going to throw it in the show this week. So be advised, all right? Victor Zumbruski and his orchestra. And this is called the Flying Red Horse Polka, which automatically makes me think of Firestone, because they have a flying red horse in their logo. That's actually a Pegasus, in case you're wondering, from Greek mythology. But anyway, here's Victor Zumbruski and the orchestra. This is the Flying Red Horse Polka. Flying a Red Horse Polka, Victor Zumbruski and his orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. I'm still trying to find that Vern Meisner record I wanted to play, and I think I'm onto something here because I found a bunch of Christmas records and wintertime records that have been played on the show this season that did not get put away where they belonged, and I think it might be in that pile, so I'm going to keep on looking. We do have a waltz coming up here and another number away. So for those of you waiting to waltz, we always get a waltz in every show. There's one coming up here in a little bit. Before we do some waltzing, though, we're going to do the Snow Deer Polka. Here's Marv Herzog. That's Marv Herzog, the Snow Deer Polka. This is Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Glad you're able to join us for another week here. I'm glad to say that I found the Vern Meisner record that I've been looking for 3 weeks, so we're going to play that coming up here in a little bit. Got a waltz for you in a second here. And I want to talk about, briefly, World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin, and invite you to stop by, pay them a visit when you have a chance. Over 1,400 accordions and concertinas on display. They have a beautiful concert hall. They have a lot of other things on display, too. Memorabilia, I guess you'd say, advertising things, related merchandise and stuff. A lot of history. Just it's mind-boggling that any building can hold the weight of 1,400 accordions. Anyway, and they're on Belknap Street in Superior, Wisconsin. You can find out more about them by visiting them online at worldofaccordions.org. Every year, of course, they get together a list of activities. They have concerts and workshops and jam sessions and stuff, and they participate in a lot of activities in Superior. So check it out. Maybe you're going to be in the area vacationing in 2019. Have a look around. Worldofaccordions.org is where you'll find all the information on the interwebs. All right, I promised you a waltz. Let's do it. This is the I'm Searching Waltz. Ted Bonk and his Four Tops, his Polka Tops. The Four Tops are an entirely different group. A good group, but not an old-time group. Anyway, the Polka Tops, along with Ted Bonk, the I'm Searching for You Waltz, and no, do not be confused. This one has the singing in Polish. So those of you that speak Polish will understand this one brilliantly. The rest of you can just dance, okay?
Szukam cię tu, ja szukam cię tam, gdzieś ty poszła, nie wiem sam. W pościele byłem i tam patrzyłem, ciebie nie było. Ja szukam cię tu, ja szukam cię tam, gdzieś ty się tak słowała. Czy ty dziewczyno, nie teraz, nie gdzieś, nie mów mi tego. Ja ciebie kocham, a ty kochasz mnie, czemu nie wrócisz do mnie? Ja szukam cię tu, ja szukam cię tam, przyjdź do mnie.
There you go. Yeah, I'm Searching Waltz, Ted Bonk and his Polka Tops on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Glad you're with us for another week on the show. Remember, you can always get in touch with us here at the Zumpa Hour. Several ways, what with modern technology, you can do that sort of thing now. You can email zumpahour@aol.com. You can go to Facebook and look us up, facebook.com/Tim's Zumpa Hour. And you could call or text to area code 218-259-2985. Yes, you can text, you can leave a message with an actual speaking voice at that number as well. 218-259-2985. Coming up, I found my Vern Meisner record. Going to play him doing Winter Wonderland here in a minute, which is, it's not a polka, it's not really a waltz either. But anyway, it's fine song, old time style, so that's coming up. But I was going to tell you, I was talking about weather, how we, we do this show from up in northern Minnesota, where we have the weirdest weather of pretty much any place in the world, I think. Last week, or maybe it was the week before, I was complaining that we had received like a foot of snow. Then we had a day of blowing and drifting snow. Then we had temperatures like 22 degrees below zero with wind chills around 35 below zero. Today and yesterday, it's almost 40 and it's melting and it's a big land of slush and muck and there's more of that on the way for the next couple of days. You just never know what you're going to get. You know, if you don't like, if you, we say here in Minnesota, if you don't like the weather, just wait a day and it'll change to something completely different. So I'm enjoying the warmer temperatures anyway. And somehow this leads us into winter wonderland because I still look out the window of the studio here and I still see nothing in the distance except white snow. So it's still plenty of winter up here. But anyway, it's been rather pleasant the last couple of days. Here's Vern Meisner and Winter Wonderland. There walking in a winter wonderland, not a Christmas song. Everybody puts that away because that's Christmas. It's a winter song. It's good any time of the year. Just like you can play songs about summertime in the middle of winter. You can play winter songs any time of the year. It doesn't have to be Christmas for Pete's sake. Well, I guess as long as we're in kind of a waltz mode, let's just do another one. Big Daddy Lukowski here. This is Mockingbird Hill.
My windowsill, then my heart fills with gladness when I hear the thrill of the birds in the treetops on Mockingbird Hill. Twa-la-la, twilly-dee-dee, it gives me a thrill to wake up in the morning to the mockingbird's thrill. Twa-la-la, twilly-dee-dee, there's peace and goodwill. You're welcome. welcome as the flowers on Mockingbird Hill.
They have Big Daddy Lukowski and Mockingbird Hill on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Now, this next one, I think, is going to fly by real fast. And, you know, a lot of times a record, if you remember, would have a time on it, how long the song is on the record. Especially on records they were sending out to disc jockeys and radio stations, because it helps you programming and figuring out, you know, like where a song will fit in before you have to do the news or something. Like, see, here I have one coming up here. It says it's 2 minutes and 8 seconds. Here I have one coming up here. It says it's 2 minutes and 30 seconds. This next one doesn't say how long it is anywhere on the record, but it's the Beer Barrel Polka by the Harmony Bells Orchestra. And I can tell just by looking at it, it's not very long because there's a lot of blank space on the record. You know, you look at a record and you see the grooves and then there's a little blank space and then there's a label. There's more blank space than there is grooves. So I'm assuming they're just going to zip through this thing like crazy. Here's the Harmony Bells. This is the Beer Barrel Polka. Harmony Bells Orchestra and the Beer Barrel Polka, obviously. Here's what's interesting about that. It says right on the record, instrumental. Instrumental, of course, means there's nobody singing on the record. I distinctly heard people singing. This record lies to me because it says right on it, instrumental in nice big silver letters on a maroon background. And then they got singing in there. Not that it didn't break my heart. I'm good, but I'm a little concerned that they're lying to me on the record label. Anyway, I think you got a record that we have never played on the show coming up here in a little bit, which is getting tougher and tougher to do because this is program number 250, if I've been counting right. And there's like, what, 15 tunes per show at least. So that's thousands and thousands of polkas we played. Anyway, I wanted to mention quickly, it is National Polka Month, which is a worldwide celebration, and the International Polka Association is having a big hoop-de-doo on Saturday, January 29th. Whether or not you hear this program in time to decide to go and to arrange transportation or whatever, but if you're in the area, if you're in the Chicago area anyway, Saturday the 19th, they have the Festival of Bands with a warm-up dance, music by Full Circle, honoring the music of the Tones. It's at Polonia Banquets at 4604 South Archer Avenue in Chicago. Doors open at 5, music 6 to 10. $15 at the door will get you in. The kitchen will be open. Then on Sunday, the 20th of January, is the 50th annual Chicago Festival of Polka Bands, and they got a bunch of people. They got Freeze-Dried Music Company, Tony Blazonczyk's New Phase, the D Street Band, the IPA Tribute Band, Ginny O and the Windy City Brass, Tri-City Drive, Jim Pulaski's Chicago New Tones, and Tribute to Polka Hall of Fame, famer Johnny Bamba, all happening on Sunday the 20th. That's at Glendora Banquets on Harlem Avenue in Chicago Ridge, Illinois. Doors open 11, music starts at 11:30. That's going to be a big gig. $15 at the door for that. Kitchen will be open too. So anyway, a couple of big things going on in the Chicago area the 19th and 20th, celebrating National Polka Month and the 50th Annual Chicago Festival of Polka Bands. I'm sure you can find out more at the International Polka Association, the IPA website. All right. I just thought that was important information that I should get out there in the show today. Now, this next record, I think I've always played the other side of the record. And I think today we're going to play this side. Just because I don't think we've ever... It sounds like a fun record. I was listening to it while you were listening to something else. This is the Sound Express. This is the Army Polka.
Coffee's mighty fine, looks like muddy water, and tastes like turpentine. They say that in the army, the pay is mighty fine. They give you 100 and take back 99. They say that in the army, the chicken's mighty fine. One jumped off the table and started marking time. They say that in the army, the girls are mighty fine. Ask for Lizzie Taylor and they give you Frankenstein. They say that in the army the bunks are mighty fine. Got to my buddies, and now he sleeps in mine. They say that in the army, the Polish food is fine. One day they made pierogi, and it killed a friend of mine. They say that in the army, the sergeants are so kind. Every time one comes around, he kicks in my behind. He says that in the army, the pants are mighty fine. Inspection made me nervous, and I'm still drying mine.
All right, there you go with the Army Polka, the Sound Express on Tim's Oompa Hour. Your old-time oldies show. Every week we do this, and this is all on records. I'm sitting here playing actual phonograph records, which I know does freak some people out there. Like, really? And I'm trying to figure out something. That record is in the wrong color sleeve. It's in a green sleeve, and it should be in a gold one. Oh, well, I'm just going to let it ride for now. I got another record I don't think's ever been on the show. You ready for another waltz? Can we do another waltz? Sure we can. I heard everybody say, yeah, go ahead. I heard you through your radios. The Prettiest Girl in Idaho. It's a waltz. It's Fritz Bechtel and his orchestra.
The prettiest girl in Idaho, Idaho, Idaho. The prettiest girl in Idaho promised to marry me. No wonder I learned to love her so, love her so, love her so. No wonder I learned to love her so. She's pretty as she can be. Ruby lips and golden hair, eyes of blue, skin so fair. She's a girl beyond compare, that's easy to see. The prettiest girl in Idaho, Idaho, Idaho. The prettiest girl in Idaho promised to marry me. Girl in Idaho, Idaho, Idaho. The prettiest girl in Idaho promised to marry me.
That was an excellent record. I'm sure we have not played that before. I love that voice. Great singing. Fritz Bechtel and the orchestra, Prettiest Girl in Idaho Waltz here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show, Gil Steele's band over here on turntable number two, and they're doing Gary's Polka.
Thank you.
Gil Steele's band there, and Gary's Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour. Now, this next record's a real doozy because it's sung in Polish. The verse is sung in Polish, and the chorus is sung in cat. And I'm not kidding. The record says it's a Lil Wally with America's greatest polka band.
Miau, 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 kotki śpiewają. Miau, 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 dobrze się mają, bo dosyć się napoili, ogonki stoją. Polka, ginger, tiger, buzi, te tak się nie boją. Miau, 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 tak w trawie leżą. Miau, 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 biedy nie wiedzą. Jeden, drugi, trzeci, czwarty ładnie się bawią. Miau, 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 razy śpiewają. Miau, 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 here's our quartet now. That's our kittens, when they're sitting, they don't sing bow bow. Miau, 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 this is what I hear. From our forecast, polka, tiger, bushy tail, ginger.
What a lovely sound!
Wally and America's greatest polka band, and Meow, Meow, Meow is the name of the song. I told you they were singing in cat on that one. And if you're going to do a song where they're singing in cat, you better play a song about a mouse. It only makes sense. Jimmy Broach and the Happy Country Boys out of Texas, great state of Texas, where they decided to record 40 years ago the Mickey Mouse Polka.
M-I-C-K-Y-M-O-U-S-C. M-I-C-K-Y-M-O-U-S-C. That spells Mickey Mouse. The drinks are on the house. M-I-C-K-Y-M-O-U-S-C. C-A-S-P-R-G-H-O-S-T. C-A-S-P-R-G-H-O-S-T. Casper the friendly ghost. We think that he's the most. C-A-S P-R-G-H-O-S-T. P-A-T-M-A-N-R-O-B-I-N. P-A-T-M-A-N-R-O-B-I-N. Batman and Robin too, they'll do their best for you. B-A-T-M-A-N-R-O-B-I-N.
I tell you, man, I'm pushing too many buttons one time here. The Mickey Mouse Polka, Jimmy Broach and the Happy Country Boys on Guild Records out of Texas. There's quite a big polka following down in Texas. They even have a Texas newspaper down there, polka news paper. And I don't, just don't have very many records out of Texas, but I got the ones I have. I have a lot of good style and a different sound than a lot of the stuff I get from out east and up here in the upper Midwest and stuff. So, hey, if you're listening in Texas and you got a bunch of old records, send them up here for Pete's sake, and we'll put them on the show. Anyway, the Happy Country Boys here. The record company is out of Houston, it says here. I don't know where the band was from. I suppose I could have tried to look it up, but some days I'm just not that ambitious. Anyway, what do we got? Oh, Lawrence Dukow and his orchestra. Now, normally I see Lawrence Dukow, and I expect the record to say, and his Red Raven Orchestra. Isn't that right? But on this one, it's just his plain old orchestra, I guess, but they're doing the Thumbelina Polka. Is the Thumbelina Polka, Lawrence Dukow and his orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Every now and then somebody says to me, how come I only hear these old records on your show? Why don't you play the new bands? Because there's plenty of other shows that play the new bands, and the whole trick to the Oompa Hour is we play old-time oldies. Everything we play on this show comes off phonograph records. I suppose if a band were to put out a brand new album and put it out on vinyl, I would play it on the show, because that's the gimmick, is they're all records here on the Oompa Hour. So there you go. Here's one we haven't heard for a while. I recall having played it approximately 3.6 years ago. Guy Lombardo and the orchestra, not doing Auld Lang Syne for Pete's sake. They're doing the Pie in the Face Polka. We'll be right back. Guy Lombardo and the orchestra, and that's the Pie in the Face Polka. This is Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show every week, getting together and playing great old-time records here on the show. I think we're going to do the commercials, and then we're going to come back with one from the Naturals, so hang on.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
Remember going to the record store and finding your favorite songs by your favorite artists? Those days are back at Keb's Records in downtown Bovee. Hate trying to buy records on the internet? Can't find your favorites from years ago? At Keb's Records, you can flip through the hits like you did in the good old days. From rock and roll, rhythm and blues, country and western, jazz, comedy, classical, and even polkas, we've got them all. All speeds too, 33, 45, and even 78. We have phonograph needles in stock for thousands of different record players. Personal service, too. Just another one of the occasional shops in downtown Bovee. Like us on Facebook for sale dates and special events. More info online at KebsRadio.com. We're the world's smallest record store. Keb's Records, downtown Bovee.
All right, back to the music here in the old Oompa Hour. I think we got time to probably squeak in a couple more tunes this week. I promised you the Naturals coming up. It's called A Girl to Love. It's the Naturals, and it says on the record here that it's featuring Whitey on vocals. So if you're ready, sing along with, guys.
You are my sugar plum, you are my bubble gum, you are the things I like rolled up in one. That twinkle in your eye, gee, I'm a lucky guy to have a girl like you to love.
She is his sugar plum, she is his bubble gum, she is the things he likes rolled up in one. That twinkle in her eye, gee, he's a lucky guy to have a girl
to love. I want to hold you close, I want to hold you tight, and when it's time, I want to kiss goodnight. That twinkle in your eye, gee, I'm a lucky guy to have a girl like you to love.
He wants to hold her close, he wants to hold her tight, and when it's time, he wants a kiss goodnight. That twinkle in her eye, gee, he's a lucky guy to have a girl like her to love.
To dance and sing, I wanna do my thing, but most of all, give you a diamond ring. That twinkle in your eye, gee, I'm a lucky guy to have a girl like you to love.
He wants to dance and sing, he wants to do his
most of all, give her a diamond ring, that twinkle in her eye. Gee, he's a lucky guy to have a girl like her to love.
There's the Naturals on the Girl to Love Polka. This is Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Every week, do this. Back again next week. Same place, same time, same bat channel, whatever. I ought to do it again. I think we could squeak in one more tune of the show this week. I think should be adequate. What do you think? That seemed like enough. I got the Dream Train Polka with Johnny Pecan ready to roll. Let's do it. Johnny Pecan, that is the Dream Train Polka. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it's your old-time oldies show as we get another show in the can, as they say. Which does not mean we did this week's show in the bathroom, just in case you were wondering. another one, show number 250, is now behind me.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association, World of Accordions Museum, and Cabs Records. We shall return to do it all over again with a different stack of records next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.